Well, dear, you handled that well, said Carp after a short interval. She wants to kill me. She won't be satisfied until she's dancing the fandango on my grave. She loves you so much she can't see straight, said Carp. Marlene started to say something but stopped, and instead finished her glass of wine. Carp muted the television, and they sat for some time in the flickering dark. Then the news came on. Unmute it, said Marlene. They watched the lead story. Richard Perry, a wealthy former congressman from New Jersey, had been kidnapped along with his party of six by unknown persons somewhere in the Balkans. They showed the grave faces of the news team. Then the human side. Perry's wife and two young children ducking in the glare of TV lights outside their New York apartment. Shit, said Marlene. Oh, shut it off. Carp did. It's a dangerous place. Yeah, but he's also a client of ours. I think we're providing security for that trip. Oleg must be throwing up. Christ, they'll probably delay this goddamn IPO now and we'll have to go through the whole thing again from scratch. By the way, who was the woman you were with? Carp asked. At that moment, the boys arrived and swarmed their mother, full of the news, questions, arguments, stupid riddles, and small boy presence, demanding and tender. She dispensed maternal being for half an hour and then rousted them off to bath and bed. By the time she was through, Carp was in bed. She undressed and climbed in with him. You were saying, Marlene? Was I? Oh, right, Sybil Marshak. You know who she is, obviously. Runs the West Side Dems. Yeah, you ever meet her? Just a handshake. Jack and she are fairly close. It's hard to get on a state ticket under the D column without Sybil. What'd she want? She says she's being stalked. Stalked, huh? Those damn Republicans. Hot flashes, more likely. It's not legit. I don't know yet.